Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Today it's a special New Year's Eve episode with music. Lots of music from our GPB staff as we gather around and ask each other, what was the best sounds that we heard in 2025? Our staff will share their picks for the best music. Today is Wednesday, December 31st. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. So what artists, albums, and songs moved us here in the GPB office in 2025? I certainly appreciate you taking the time to hear our thoughts.
I'm Christy York Wooten, and I write about music and culture here at GPB. The 2025 album that got me through is the revival of Survival by the British neo-soul band Stone Foundation. It's positive mantras plus irresistible grooves, the beat I know, counteracted the chaos with hope, whether on distant shores or looking out my window at home.
This is Chase McGee. I'm the senior newsroom producer at Georgia Public Broadcasting. My album of the year is Getting Killed by the band Geese from Brooklyn. The band's frontman Cameron Winter put out a really well-received solo album last year that kind of primed the pump for this year's album to take up a lot of space. This album is so lyrically dense, I've seen people evoke names like Dylan in comparison, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see a long future ahead for these artists.
Doctor! Doctor!
This cut is from their single Taxes. If you're into them, check out the whole album front to back.
I'm Mark Chilla. I'm the radio operations manager here at GPB. You know, I'm an old soul, so my favorite album of the year was Rachel and Vilrie's album West of Broadway, which came out this year. This album, it makes you feel like you're digging through the crates of a record store and uncovering a lost Broadway cast album from the 1940s or 50s. It's an absolute delight. The tunes are all original songs written by Vilrie, rife with clever wordplay, eccentric characters, endearing melodies, and plenty of whimsy. One of my favorite tracks is the tune Is It Jim, all about a woman who wakes up to discover her partner has been replaced by a tortoise.
But who would leave a tortoise? Is it him? Awkward and enormous. Is it Jim?
It's funny, it's bizarre, but I love that he rhymes the word tortoise with enormous, laborious, fortress. It's just great.
The simplest explanation is he's cruel.
My name is Mark Davenport, and my album of the year is by a band called Shallow Water. The album is called God's Gonna Give You $1 Million. It's this great combination of both Americana and slowcore. So we'll go from this beautiful ethereal country instrumentation to the loudest distortion you can imagine. Great album.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm an audio engineer here at Georgia Public Broadcasting, and this year my Apple Music replay consisted of some of hip-hop's heavy hitters. As always, top of my list for me was Tyler, the Creator's Don't Tap the Glass, closely followed by Kendrick Lamar's GNX, Clipse's Let God Sort 'Em Out, and Earl Sweatshirt's Live, Laugh, Love. But most notably, and my most replayed for the month of October, was D'Angelo's Voodoo and Black Messiah featuring The Vanguard. It's appropriate seeing that his music was introduced to me relatively early. To honor his legacy, I listened to Black Messiah, which came full circle for me as I was in college studying music when it first released. As I re-listen to the album, as well as some of his press junkets from that time, I get to relive how deeply personal his comeback was in 2014, and thus, how deeply his influence was felt.
I'm Kari Sampson, copy editor for GPB News here, and my album selection is Ruby Frances and her EP, Pages of Philosophy. I've been a super fan of Frances since 2017, and this is clearly my album of the year. She's an R&B artist from London, England, and her work is just a soulful neo-soul vibe. I pick up everything that she puts out.
red wine. Tell me about your history. Comfort and familiarity.
I'm Pamela Kirkland. I'm the host of Morning Edition on GPB. For me, Wale's new album, Everything Is A Lot, ended up being one of my favorites this year. I've been a Wale fan for a long time since he first came out. It's been a minute since his last album, but this one feels like a return to the sound that first hooked me. From the samples that he chose to the laid-back beats and just some of the vulnerability in his lyrics, it's really an album that you can just chill out to. But when you listen, you can hear just how dynamic he is in those lyrics.
Yeah, we celebrating when opposition ain't optimistic. God's good, but I often question him when he listen. The hate is bigger than me. The weight is bigger than me. They crashing out, I feel like I'm at Talladega winning.
No skip albums are rare for me, but this is definitely one.
And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. Celebrate the new year safely, and we'll be back with you again in 2026 with the latest news from across the state. Find the latest news always on our webpage, gpb.org/news. We welcome feedback about Georgia Today. Our email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. And as always, hit subscribe on this podcast so you never miss an episode. I'm Orlando Montoya. I'll talk with you again sometime soon.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.